This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Tweeting in the president, an LPGA golfer not happy with what's happened because of her game of golf with Donald Trump. So we'll talk about that in a second, but there's a lot of conversation about the Mueller report. What else is new? We've only been talking about it for 2+ years. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, as we continue to kick the can down the road, so to speak, here on the show. What's happening in your neck of the woods and mine? What do we all have in common? I think what we have in common is give us some meat or throw it away. Are we just rattling the bones and trying to pull whatever meat off is that is just not there? What's going on? But the big deal is Senate Dems are going to grill the Attorney General Barr, and I think it's going to be incredibly dramatic. Of course it is. That's going to happen at 10 o'clock in the morning Eastern time. And this is the first questions that he'll face with his summation of the Mueller report for the first time since he released even the special counsel's report with the accusations that he tried to present the investigation's findings in favor of President Trump. So what kind of grilling, what is that going to look like? Well, I mean, we've seen this, right? But it is definitely going to be all about what the spin is, what the redactions were, what the summation was. I mean, the summary letter to the department sent to Congress and then released to the public back in March, because you have Mueller telling the Department of Justice, whoa, it didn't fully capture the context, the nature, and the substance of my office's work and conclusions. He said there's now public confusion about critical aspects of the results of our investigation. It threatens to undermine a central purpose for which the department appointed the special counsel, to assure full public confidence in the outcome of the investigations. Bottom line is, Mueller is getting skewered as the idiot who did nothing, if he supposedly found anything, to really interpret justice the correct way. So he's saying that's not accurate. That's not right. Let's see what happens in this hearing. I mean, what do you and I care about? What's going to happen in 2020? Are the Russians, how are they going to infiltrate our elections? What are they going to do? I mean, it's like Facebook now, fake book, and everything that's happened there where they just turn a blind eye. Oh, that's right. That's what happened. So much of the information was directed and slanted a certain way because of what we were willing to allow to happen, and we didn't have any way to stop it. And now we're trying to tell everyone, we're ensuring you, don't worry about your privacy, etc. And we know that we live in the world of social media, and the Russians know how to hack into this kind of stuff. I mean, clearly they know how to infiltrate. They're not the only other government that's trying to do the same thing. I mean, this is nothing new. This has been happening for a long time. Ask anybody who's an insider in D.C., where are all the Russian spies? In D.C. They may be working. In fact, they are working in some areas of our government, because that's how you do it. In the meantime, back to Earth and the reality of Barr, who released his own public summary of the report in March and now is having Mueller throwing snowballs at him, because, yeah, there's some leftover snow in Chicago, saying, no, this isn't correct. This isn't what's happening here. This isn't what I said. This isn't how it's the context of it. This is different. So now the public is confused about it. So the Attorney General ultimately determined that it wouldn't be productive to release the report in a piecemeal fashion, and the special counsel agreed to get the full report out with necessary redactions as fast as they could. And so that's the bottom line there. And the interpretations, the conclusions, all of that, that's going to be part of what this, what the whole back and forth thing is going to be about. When you've got Barr at 10 a.m. and the Democrats talking about what happened and what came out and what poured out as a result of the Mueller report. So you can bet that we're going to be talking about that. I mean, here in America tonight, look, I take you in a lot of different directions for a very specific reason, because I'm not a one-trick pony and I don't want to just keep hammering over the same thing. And it seems like we constantly are talking about Russia, Russia, Russia. What I care about, no matter what, is that the Russians, the Chinese, whoever, they don't have a way to infiltrate elections and decisions and have fake news, because they know how to hack and crack the system, and especially when we're talking about social media. And that was part of this whole thing. What did the Russians do? How were they trying to shift the election toward Trump? And were they complicit in any way in that? And that's the bottom line. And what we heard of the report, the answer was no, there was no obstruction. There was none of that. So will anything different come out of Barr's testimony? Will anything be changed? Will the context get changed? What, you know, ultimately, what does that mean? All right, for social media and the Prez, as you heard our tweeting birds, professional golfer Lexi Thompson, who I've interviewed and has been on this show, announced she's going to take a break from social media. She got a slew of what she called hurtful comments following a round of golf with the president. She shared a selfie on Instagram on Sunday with a message that she would step away from all social media platforms for the time being after becoming what she called too involved with it. She said, "This is the deal." She said, and I mean, she's got a ton of people on social media. She's got a lot of fans, and of all the female golfers out there, she's attractive, she's personable, she's won, she definitely has fans. What happened was, earlier in the month, she was at Trump International Golf Club in West Palm Beach with the president and conservative radio host Rush Limbaugh. And she's played with him before. She's played with Donald Trump before. So she thanked her friends for understanding, because, in other words, the trolls were out and they were trashing her. And she said, "Thank you to my true fans out there. I'll be back, but I'm be focusing right now on me and my life." And she says that they play golf and there's nothing to do with politics. They don't sit there and talk about politics, none of that. It's about playing golf, and that she certainly has played a round of golf with him before. But then she saw when the haters rose up that she just didn't want any parts of it. So that was it. Boom. I'm off of social media. So isn't it interesting? We talk about the impact of social media as soon as I crack open the mic and we continue to roll down the rest of the week as we get closer to hump day, and then ultimately this Barr testimony and what, if anything, you know, comes out of that. Sad story breaking out of North Carolina from earlier in the day. I mean, gosh, how many times do we end up on this show, especially with when you hear me, or if you hear me even later in the day and you're listening to a podcast? UNC Charlotte, they're saying one of the worst days for them. And why is it one of the worst days? Because an ex-student killed two people and injured four in a shooting. How did this happen? What is the reason for it? Is there a reason for it? I mean, come on. What is the motive? Talking about that next, and going to the mailbag here on ATN.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Yes, we do need some love in the mailbag. Many of you reacting to what happened at the campus of UNC Charlotte. Two people dead, a bunch of other people injured. And the question really becomes, what possibly motivates somebody to do that? What are the reasons that this happened? And that's something that they're trying to track down right now. They have a campus lockdown late on Tuesday afternoon because there was something that came out that shots were fired, and even at almost 9 o'clock Eastern, the lockdown was still in effect, and the university tweeted out that it could be several hours before the cops clear each building because they wanted to make sure, was there anybody else involved, you know, what happened. You've got three people in critical condition, somebody else in stable condition, and what is the reason, the connection to the shooter, Tristan Andrew Terrell, a 22-year-old, who the last time he was enrolled in the school was in fall of 2018. The police disarmed and apprehended him in the room where he was shooting. So the good news is that they got him. But what does it mean? It leaves us still asking questions as to, luckily, immediately, things are tweeted out, so people are avoiding areas. Thank goodness, because this is a good use of social media. This seems to be the theme here. And so many of you ask the question, why? Why is this happening? This one from Thomas, who says, Kate, I haven't emailed you in a long time, but rest assured I'm listening to the show. Even when I'm traveling, I download it and listen to the podcasts on GCN or in TuneIn Radio. Horrific when I heard once again that cops were sweeping buildings on campuses at the University of North Carolina at Charlotte. So many kids go there. What a sad thing for them to deal with, and then trying to figure out what could possibly stir somebody to do this. Why would a former student come back and decide that he was going to randomly shoot people? I'll be curious as to what, if any, motive comes out of this. Have you heard anything? And the answer is no. We really haven't heard very much about what it is that could have motivated him. You know, we always go to the same things, disillusioned, single, problems with girlfriends, upset at the school, upset at some of his fellow students, you know, that whole kind of thing starts to bubble up. That's the speculation that happens as it gets knocked down as to what would this 22-year-old do this for, rip apart people's lives, and of course ruin his own life and family members' lives, because then they say they don't understand what could have happened. Here's the good thing that happened. Immediately a cop went right after him, took him down. Boom. So directly had to have saved some lives. You hear the shots, they're fired at a building, and it was an administrative building in the middle of campus, and the response is swift. And that's it. And, you know, an alert pops up, gunshots are fired, people take cover, all that stuff is good. And you hear the descriptions of students running up and down halls, and one student describing the fact that she looked out, she saw a man who had been shot in the abdomen, saw a bunch of paramedics crouched around him, tending to his wounds, and saying, this is sad, this is surreal, this is awful, this is terrible. It was the final day of classes for the school year. All right, I got another one about this very thing, and this one was from Franny, who says, Kate, longtime listener, big fan of the show, so sad when we have to talk about students, children, others who are sitting in churches or schools or at work, and they are sitting targets. It's going to get to the point where there's no question in so many places that we thought were sacred, you're going to have some kind of guards, and you're going to have undercover type of people that are able to react. But in a college campus, how could you possibly cover that like a blanket? You just said it. How could you possibly cover it like a blanket? Of course there's people, and they can respond, and they responded quickly. But this was supposed to be a happy day. This was the final day of classes. There's graduation ceremonies. There are kids getting ready for summer break. There's going to be this big concert with the rapper Waka Flocka Flame, and that had to be canceled. So now you've got the school canceling final exams through Sunday. So, I mean, you know, what does the governor say? Roy Cooper, he has a news conference. He says they're going to take a hard look at how such shootings could be prevented in the future, because that's all they can do. What are they going to do? But it's a series of deadly shootings that have made headlines. I mean, look, it happens days after you have a gunman who opens fire at a synagogue. Awful. You have, it's been like, what, a year since 17 people were killed at Parkland in high school in Florida. It's just, boy, awful. And UNC Charlotte, they've got a high enrollment, 26 to 30,000. It's the largest post-secondary education institute in that Charlotte area. Of course, it's a well-known campus, a well-known school, certainly. All right, let's move in a different direction. This one comes to us from Jack, and he says, hey, Kate, I finally found you at katedelaneyradio.com. Tell everyone to go there instead of the old email address. I'm so tired of the Mueller report. You say it's Russia, Russia, Russia. Just tell us that in 2020 we're not going to have a bunch of this nonsense bubble up again. And I don't say it's nonsense if there was some conclusion and they had evidence that there was somebody they were going to super nail for this whole thing. But you got 448 pages, you have Mueller being defensive, and now you have the Attorney General who's going to get grilled on the Hill. Are we going to learn anything different? I don't know that we're going to learn anything different. What's the Attorney General going to say? I looked at the findings, and I gave a summation of what was found, and there was no evidence to prosecute, or obviously otherwise Mueller would have done that, and we're talking about the president, so that's it. I mean, they're going to grill him, And Mueller's being defensive, and of course he's being defensive. And the reason he is because, you know, you can't say let the facts speak for themselves. I mean, he allowed this to happen. If he's a special counsel, and it's his office, and he's had 2 years, and he's being paid for this, then he's got to take a stand. Right? If it's his report, what's his stand on the issue? What's his stand on the spin or the politics or whatever? So he had a chance to be decisive, and he screwed it up. Whether you're a liberal, whether you're a conservative, whether you label yourself anything or you don't have a label. I mean, listen, this is it. I'm paid to make an opinion. I'm paid to go through the facts, and this is what I come up with. So that's it. You know, this is what he came up with. I mean, if he thought he should have nailed the president, whoever the president would have been, if whether it was Trump or someone else, if he was investigating, then he had a chance. But he didn't. He deferred it. So now he can't hammer Barr, I think. And that's what he's trying to do, because he doesn't like that he's getting attacked. What do you expect? Right? He's getting hammered for it. So that's it. I mean, how about Mueller testifying before Congress? Let's let him explain what is in his report. And if it's mischaracterized, as he's saying, then let him point out what was mischaracterized. That's not fake news. Let's hear it then. If he says that, let's hear it. Right? And the report's got redactions in it. Of course it has redactions in it. So does that make a difference? I don't know. Of course, right? Or no? Bottom line is Mueller was the one who was hired, who investigated, and who had the chance to do whatever he was going to do with it, period. And now what are we going to hear from Barr? Of course, he had the report handed to him. He didn't do the investigating. He can speculate, but that's not the same thing. Let's hear from Mueller himself. Let's get some clarity on what he says. But that's not what's happening. So if there's no clarity from him, you can't blame Barr for, I don't think, because whatever his interpretations are, he's interpreting it. What do you think's going to happen? But we'll see what happens on Wednesday when he testifies before the Senate Judiciary Committee about the investigation. And he says, he publicly said he disagreed with some of the legal reasoning in the Mueller report. And they have invited Mueller to testify, but they haven't got a date for his testimony. So you wonder, depending on what happens on Wednesday morning, if we will see Mueller testify or we won't see him testify at all. And I'm thinking, I don't think that he's going to testify. Can you believe it's the last day, by the way, in April? Boom, bang, bang, how quickly it goes. Got a final for you for the Warriors. Up 2-0 on the Rockets. They beat them. It ended up being tight at the end of the game. It's a good series. 115-109. Hang with us. Much more coming your way on the flip side.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Two people are confirmed dead and several others have serious injuries after a shooting on the Charlotte campus of the University of North Carolina. WBTV's Nick Oshner.
In addition to the two people that our ambulance service medics here in Charlotte have confirmed have died, they said they were transporting two victims with life-threatening injuries and two additional victims with non-life-threatening injuries.
One suspect is in custody. Police say there's no reason to believe anyone else was involved. Violent street battles in Venezuela after opposition leader Juan Guaido called for a military uprising against the Maduro regime. Reporter Virginia Lopez.
The vast majority of the country wants a change, but I don't think from what I've seen today that Guaido has enough power, militarily speaking, to somehow overthrow the government.
This is USA Radio News.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client at Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How does he not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Conversation off the air, so now we're bringing it on the air. She's in our virtual green room. Patricia Pollack joins us now, and she's the author of a book, Manhattan Melodies. And as somebody who is a lover of New York and what it has to offer, it really speaks to me, and I think it will speak to so many of you. Patricia, thanks so much for joining us on the show.
Enjoy being with you.
So you and I talked about the amazing life that you've led, where you've had this great opportunity to travel to so many places far and wide. And I'd be remiss not to ask that first and then to go into the book and Manhattan Melody. So of all the places that you visited, and I know this is tough, if you had to narrow it down to just a couple, what would you tell people these are some places you need to put on your bucket list?
Oh, well, there are places that no longer exist as were when we went to them. The Shah's Iran was a fabulous place to go to. Having caviar on the Black Sea when it was like eating pearls of black translucent pearls, having it at the Hilton in Tehran. That was an experience. Playing roulette in Baghdad, in which was actually possible to do. That was an experience to be remembered. The destruction of the archaeological remains in Syria broke my heart. Mm. They were fabulous. And it was a great tragedy when these incredible archaeological ruins were destroyed by the ISIS and Taliban to just senseless destruction of the archaeological ruins that I had the great privilege of seeing, and my husband to be a part of the archaeological exploration of those ruins. So those are among the great memories of my life.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right on that, 100%. So Manhattan, if we fast forward, you get to Manhattan, your husband says it's your turn, and boom, you get to do everything that you can possibly imagine that Manhattan has to offer. And then you talk about it, of course, in your book. So tell us why you wrote the book.
Well, the first thing that came was I said I'm going to go back to school. And I went back for my degrees in English and in a master's in fine arts, which I loved doing at a, quote, advanced age when I was past my college years. And in doing that, I found that I could take advantage of my love of poetry and my love of New York. And I started to write Manhattan Melody about my the favorite places of New York. And it was an act of love to capture some of them that were imperiled that I write about, that the B. Altman and Company and Bonwit Teller and the great cathedrals of fashion that exist no longer, but that people remember with affection. The Automat, where people used to put a nickel in and get a slice of apple pie. These were things that I was trying to capture in New York, as well as the Metropolitan Museum. Greenwich
wow.
Village. And
yeah.
The places that used to have an aroma of a lovely aroma of grass, but it was also the sound of Jacques Brel, and it was the sound of the recording artists from France as well as from the U.S. that were playing in the discotheques in Greenwich Village, and to capture that.
So I know that you and I talked, too, that you have prepared, because I could ask you, geez, which is your favorite poem, and you wanted to recite something for us, so please do that.
Oh, well, thank you for that opportunity. I just do one from the end. It's called Rain Tattoo. And tattoo has a variety of meanings. In this case, I mean a tattoo as a military band plays a tattoo. Hard rain today, so the jerky stop-start taxis seem to stipple the asphalt roadways with chrome yellow. The street dealers mummify with plastic sheets all their faux Vuitton Rolex Armani. Then as it turns downpour, In the Doorways Mushroom, Umbrella Entrepreneurs, Whether More to Be Studied by Mycologists, Meteorologists, or Investment Bankers. I, This Day Cozy, also Unsheltered, Purposeless, because it was for you all the sensations I'd hoard. Remember day when in New York City the skies emptied, eclipsed by the emptiness of losing you.
Wow, that was beautiful. And the last line of losing you, tell us about that.
Well, it's a love poem to New York, and it's a love poem. So it's combining with this, when the skies emptied, with the emptiness of losing you. And I think we do shave our sensations of, to, I know I've been married for a very long time, and I save my sensations to tell my husband, to describe to him what has happened during the day, and I wait to come home and to tell him about them. And if I didn't have him to tell the good and the bad, I'd be at a total loss.
Ah, so well said. And again, the book is Manhattan Melodies. Make sure you pick it up, and there's more beautiful poetry like what Patricia just recited inside of it. What do you hope people take away from reading this?
Well, I hope they see different things in New York City, different insights into New York City, and different glimpses into the city that they might not otherwise, in Reverie, for example. It begins an upstairs room that serves a high tea, all chintz and cabbage roses and passementerie. And they may be stopped by the word. What is passementerie? And it's the rhymes are very interesting in the poem. And passementerie just means all those little balls and fringes of silk that we see so many times in rooms. And it's a rhyming tea with passementerie. And the poem is about women going in, or men can do it too, go in for a meal and daydream. And that's what the poem is about, Reverie.
Wow, I love that. Was it easy to put this together? Or what was it like? What was that process like for you?
Well, different places had different, different poems that I wanted to write about. It actually, the 50 came together fairly easily. There's one about a park that I live nearby that overlooks the East River where the nannies go, and one of the nannies spoke in Creole to her little child, and I thought, what future does that mean for the child that he spoke Creole? And there were different experiences in New York that just were very, very rich in living there so many years that you wanted to write about. The steps of the Metropolitan Museum, a person from Dahomey and a person from Ganshau and a person from Connecticut, all going to different exhibits within the Metropolitan Museum. So there were so many different things that inspired poems in New York City that the poems came together very easily.
Yep, absolutely. And you can tell it really flows, absolutely. Patricia Pollack, thank you so much. Pick up the book Manhattan Melodies, and thanks for sharing your stories with us today.
Thank you, Kate. I enjoyed it.
The
Cibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Cibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Cibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Flavored tobaccos. I've noticed it a lot around me. I was just on the road speaking, as many of you know, and I did the show from Savannah, and a lot of the people that I was around were vaping. And it's interesting, in California, they're trying to put the hammer down on that. A new law would ban the sale of flavored tobacco in California. So Scott Ballen joins us now, and he spent, as I said before, decades and decades involved in lots of issues related to tobacco and public health, and this is what we're talking about. The 100,000 plus of California's former adult smokers that they say would potentially be pushed back because of this proposed legislation. Why? Because the theory is if you vape and you do the flavored tobacco thing, you're getting off of nicotine, and it's much better to wean yourself off of it and go in that direction. So, Scott, thank you so much for joining us on the show.
It's a pleasure. Good to be back.
Let's talk about where we are with this whole new law thing and what's happened here, because the California Senate Health Committee did approve that Senate Bill 38. So what does that mean?
Well, you know, this the whole issue of flavorings has become a very hot national, state, and local issue. And a lot of it's because of the concerns about the fact that a lot of adolescents are vaping more and more, trying e-cigarettes, and a lot of these e-cigarettes do have flavors in them. So a lot of people feel that the solution is to ban the flavors in these products, to take away the enticement. I understand that, and I fully agree that no child, no adolescent should use any tobacco or nicotine product. But I think there are also benefits to having responsible flavor products out there for the 30 million. We forget that there's 30 million adults out there smoking deadly cigarettes. Cigarette smoking is the real problem in this country, and even the commissioner of FDA and others have said that vaping may be part of the solution to helping them get off that deadly cigarette habit. And in order to do that, you have to have products that are consumer acceptable, and that includes having products that have flavors in them. So where do you draw the lines is the real challenge presented.
Yeah, a big question is, and I could almost answer this myself, but why is the government poking around in this and getting involved and trying to ban the flavors in tobacco products? Because they want their piece of the pie?
Well, I think that, you know, a lot of my colleagues, and I've been in this this fight for a long time with big tobacco, and I think they're fearful that we're seeing a new industry develop that's not just big tobacco, but it's a lot of other middle to medium and small companies that are potentially taking advantage and selling products that are addictive. And I think that since we do have a regulatory agency like the FDA in place, we can talk about having a win-win situation, doing more to prevent any adolescent from using any tobacco products, taking away the aggressive marketing of these products using the flavors, but also making sure we're providing the smoker with alternatives that are consumer acceptable and responsibly labeled and marketed. I mean, we have and have had for years gums and lozenges made by companies called nicotine replacement products. It's nicotine derived from the tobacco, and it's got flavors, and so they always have had flavors, and no one has ever raised a concern about that. I think it's the abuse in the marketplace at the moment that we should be looking at. Cracking down with enforcement on illegal sales to children and youth, reining in some of the aggressive, outrageous marketing that's happening. But I don't think a ban is the way to go at this point. We have a lot to discuss, and I think we can have a win-win solution here if we take away the emotion and rhetoric that's clearly out there at the moment.
Yeah, and you've talked about this in touching on why would they jump into it, but this would, I think, affect a lot of businesses in California. What do you think?
Well, I think it is, and I think the horse has gotten out of the barn, and I would like to see some discussions take place, not only at the state level, but by the FDA to try to figure out how to rein some of this back, get the horse back in the barn. There are so many people that will be affected, small businesses, vape shops have popped up all over this country. That's good, bad, or indifferent, but it's a reality that we have to deal with. And there are lots of small businesses that are actually manufacturing. Now, a lot of these companies probably shouldn't be out there. They're cutting corners and taking advantage of the marketplace. I think responsible marketing, responsible development and sales of vaping products is here to stay. So let's talk about what that's supposed to look like. And obviously, I think government does have some role in this, especially when you're dealing with a product like nicotine that is addictive. But people still do not understand that it's not the nicotine that kills you. Most people I talk to, educated, say, oh, when I say, what's the problem with smoking and all these products? Well, nicotine kills you. Well, it's not. It's addictive, but it's not the agent that kills or gives you cancer.
Well said. Absolutely. And for those that have weaned themselves off in that direction, you have even the CDC saying that it can be effective in helping smokers quit. So you look at the number that you mentioned to us in the beginning, and this is a substitute. Boy, that to me, that's scary, because whatever gets you off nicotine, and I think it's one of the toughest things, don't you think so, Scott, to get, you know, kick that habit. If that helps you wean yourself off of it, I'd be so hard-pressed to take away smoke cessation aids.
Absolutely. And we do need to regulate these various products, no question. But this is a new era, and we're not just talking about combustible tobacco products anymore. We're talking about new technologies and new innovation, and this is something that former Commissioner Scott Gottlieb has mentioned over and over again. Even as he's going after the concerns about youth, he said, we need innovation, we need these new products, and we need to make these products available to those 30 million addicted adult smokers. They're the ones that, 480,000 deaths a year from smoking in this country.
Wow.
Still the single most preventable cause of death in this country. So we need to do more. We need to give them alternatives to get them off the nicotine that's in the cigarette.
Yeah, there you go. All right, Scott, thanks so much, as always, for popping on again. We appreciate it.
Yeah, pleasure, Kate.
And, of course, he's a health policy consultant and, like I said, has all those decades that he has been involved in things related to tobacco and public health. And, of course, you talk about, you know, anything from these nicotine issues, and Scott worked on that, from labeling reforms on cigarettes and smokeless tobacco products to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration regulations of tobacco, and the excise taxes, and the clean indoor air laws, and the tobacco ag reforms. I mean, this is a hot topic right now. I'm sure some of you listening, perhaps in Portland or listening to us in California or many of the other areas where we are in Kentucky, I'm not trying to point anyone out or leave anyone out, but I've been traveling a lot and I've noticed there's lots of vaping going on, whether it's the Lyft driver, whether it's the people I'm around in an after-dinner situation. And certainly, if I was going to say demographically, lots of millennials are vaping. And I do think of the cigarette thing. I was not a smoker, but as a little kid, I can remember my grandmother smoking and my great-grandmother smoking, and my great-grandmother lived to be pretty old, but my grandmother didn't, and, you know, there was, certainly we know the dangers of nicotine, how addicting it is, and then ultimately the diseases that people get the worst, of course, cancer, lung cancer, horrible emphysema, COPD, where people can't breathe, and I'm for choice. I'm for people having the ability, because I'm the voice of reason, right, to make decisions. And in this case, when I have been told and I've looked at some of the figures and I see what the CDC has released and I comb through all the statistics, boy, there is definitely truth in the weaning factor. And then ultimately, what does it mean? If the flavor ban is put into place, the people have used safer flavored smokeless or vaping products to quit smoking. What does that do to them? Because that, to me, is such a serious and very sad, by the way, addiction. Hard to kick from what I understand. Luckily, not having that particular addiction myself, let's say it that way. All right, stay with us. I'm hanging with you on the flip side. More about that horrible bombing in Sri Lanka.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on.
So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.